And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great show for you today. From Dawson Insurance Services, we have Christy Antonello and the man, Bob Dawson, here to talk about travel insurance. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a fun show. Always have so much fun when Bob's on here talking about all of the different things that, like, this is one of those shows where you learn so much stuff that you just always go, huh, I never thought about
that.
Like,
well,
it's going to be a great day.
We're going to talk travel insurance, but we're also going to talk about fishing because there's some really good fishing going on right now here in San Diego and Southern California for sure. So, good morning, Bob and Christy.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you guys. And just a pleasure to have you, Christy. The real brains behind the operation at Dawson Insurance.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So tell us about your role at Dawson Insurance.
Well, I'm the office manager for Dawson & Associates and the specialist for all of our ocean marine business and, of course, specialize in travel insurance as well. So
when you say ocean marine insurance, mm-hmm. what a lot of people don't know is you insure not only my boat, Field Research, but you also insure a lot of the long-range boats and the local boats here in the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet.
Most of the fleet.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate to have a lot of the boats down here in San Diego, and we're moving up the coast.
So. Yeah. So you also do marine insurance.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Both commercial and charter fishing as well as personal boats for individuals.
And I might add, when I looked into the policy that I have, buying it through Dawson Insurance, because you guys know your stuff, was considerably less. I'm talking like 30% less than other quotes I had.
We hear that a lot, actually. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear it every time.
Yeah.
It doesn't get old.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing. And then Bob, of course, travel insurance expert that you've been here on Let's Talk Hookup, Talking Travel. But Bob's gone fishing now, huh? Bob's going to kind of sit back a little bit, but you're still going to be involved, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm still going to be involved. I just want to make sure that Christy sends me a check every month.
But, of course, travel insurance, we preach it here on Let's Talk Hookup. It's so important. I don't care whether you're going on one trip or 10 trips or 100 trips a year,
yeah.
you got to have it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so, and I'm going to throw out a couple of real life scenarios right now. I'll start with a trip that I'm leaving on Friday at Katmai Lodge. And we had a guy that hurt his back, and he can't go.
Oh, no.
And he has two spots. The trip is $6,484. That's a special Let's Talk Hookup price, by the way. It's about a $700 discount. But if he would have had travel insurance, he would have got that money back, right?
Yes. So if he had had travel insurance, he would have been eligible for 100% of any non-refundable costs that he had for that trip.
Because it's a physical ailment.
Correct.
But there are some stipulations about that. So why don't you explain?
Absolutely. So most travel plans, whether it's an individual or an annual plan, which we sell a lot of, are the major reasons for covered loss or accident, injury, illness, and inclement weather or severe weather. So, however, if you have like a pre-existing condition, something that you've been acutely treated for in the last 4 to 6 months, depending upon the travel plan that you choose, you want to make sure you purchase your coverage within 14 days of making your initial trip deposit so that you have what's called a pre-existing condition waiver, meaning that if, let's say, that gentleman had a bad back already or had a recent surgery and just not healed as he had intended to, he would still have coverage if he had
on that trip.
Correct. If he had purchased that within 14 days.
So what if you would have purchased that trip 6 months before and then purchased travel insurance 6 months later? It wouldn't apply?
If it was pre-existing, yes, there would be an exclusion for that. But if it wasn't something he had been treated for in the last 6 months, he would have still had coverage.
Yeah, okay, so. All right. So it's just like if you bought that plan, you need to buy that policy within 14 days.
Ideally, yeah, to get the most bang for your buck, so to speak, or
right.
you know, make sure you have the least amount of exclusions possible on your policy, we always recommend purchasing within that 14-day window of when you make your initial deposit. Or that's what's great about those annual plans like you have, because
yeah.
On those, you don't have to worry about
By the beginning of the year, then what are you worried about? Whatever trip you book, you're covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of Katmai Lodge, mm-hmm. if you want to go and take those spots, there's two spots available.
Crazy.
If you want one, you want two, whatever. Again, it's a discounted price for Let's Talk Hookup only. You got to leave Friday. It's the only stipulation. There are airfares available. There are hotel rooms in Anchorage that you have to overnight on Friday night. Call Charmel, 800-330-0326. If you want to go to one of the greatest places to go on earth this Friday.
Totally.
Katmai Lodge. Ricky's been there. I've been there. It's like, it's pretty awesome.
It's the most special place.
Yeah.
Just, like you said, that again, there you go. That's one of those things you talk about. That trip's been sold out. For a year,
It's already sold out for 2024.
There you go.
So I'll give you an example. So if you want to go, 800-330-0326, call Charmel and say, you want to make arrangements to go.
I'll
go.
Take them.
Yeah, for sure. So here's another real-life scenario. And I want to bring real-life scenarios into this so people understand that
this is what you dealt with this week.
This is what I dealt with this week. And it's just one example of how many different things you deal with. Last week, as you know, I was at Whalers Cove Lodge, and we had some weather issues, and we were delayed in Juneau. One day, we lost a day at Whalers Cove Lodge, and so our 4-day package became a 3-day package, and we had to incur a very high expense for a crummy hotel room in Juneau to spend the night there rather than sleeping in the airport. And you just informed me that hotel room would be covered.
It's covered
under my
policy.
Yes, under your trip delay, because you were delayed and you had to stay at a different location than what your intended was. Usually there's a window of period of time, so many hours. Sometimes it's 8, sometimes it's 24 hours as far as delay or interruption in which you would have to wait, and then you would have coverage for that. So if you had to get other accommodations and those weren't covered by someone else, then that would be something that you could claim under your annual plan.
Now, what about the loss of a day at the lodge? Is that's a kind of a hard thing to...
As far as that goes, it depends on the length of your original trip, because how the interruption coverage works, meaning that, like, your trip was interrupted, you missed part of your trip. If 50% or more of your trip is missed, then you would have coverage for any of those costs as well.
I see. So but it wasn't because it wasn't 50%, right. You would not have coverage for
correct.
That.
But your hotel, your flight, all your food that you had to pay for because you missed the day because of the bad weather, all that gets covered.
All that's covered.
Yeah, depending on the plan that you have, the coverage amounts are different per day as far as what costs they will reimburse you for, but it's a pretty decent amount on the plans.
Okay, yeah. And there's different plans, right, Bob? You've said it many, many times. There's different levels of plans, and the here's the crazy thing. The introductory plan is what, $250 some dollars?
$280 a year.
$280 a year.
Yeah, and you know, it kind of blows me away that they even offered it that price, because it's not based on age. It's a flat price whether you're 1 year old or 101. And when people start getting in their 50s, 60s, or 70s, it could cost. Well, in my example, I'm 78. I can't even buy a 3-day trip. I can buy a 1-year plan cheaper than I can buy a 3-day trip plan, and it'll cover 365 trips a year if I want, you know, from the starting date. So we can't start it the same day, but if you called in and said, yeah, I put a deposit down last week on the Royal Star, Royal Polaris, XL, whatever boat you're going on, then we could write that. You'd have the pre-existing medical condition coverage because it's free. But you go to the 15th day, it's not free, except we do have one company. If you just want to buy one trip plan, depending on your age, we can run that through a company that has a 21-day window to purchase the insurance. But it's
just buy it in 14 days, though.
Right.
That's the
Yeah. And if you already have a plan in effect, it's automatically covered anyway for any deposits you put down.
Yeah. And if you have an annual plan like I do, you just renew it and everything's covered, right?
Yeah. Exactly. All your deposits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Dawson Insurance. You guys are very good about reminding you about the renewals. No, it's because
totally.
It's like a service. It's like, hey, you're up for renewal in April of 2023. Here's the policy. What size policy do you want?
Exactly.
Yeah, so you're very good about that's reminding cool. people. Yeah. That's your job, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's good. Keep you in business, right?
Well, yeah. The other thing that you hear about, you know, we hear obviously a lot about it from callers. I'm sure we'll be hearing about it today, is how great you guys are on the other side of it. It's just in assisting somebody that has to make a claim. And hopefully, you know, you buy this hoping you never have to use it. You know, we do the same thing. Like, I hope I never have to think about it again. But when things happen, we get people calling us all the time on the radio. Hey, man, I had this unfortunate situation came up. I called the office, and boom, I got this back. I got that back. Whatever it is, like, we hear it all the time about how awesome you guys are to work with on the backside of it.
Yeah, we definitely encourage everyone, if they have a claim to make, especially, that's why you'd want to go through our agency, because we can help be that go-between the carrier and yourself, so that if you have a claim, first of all, we can read the policy, know exactly what's covered, so that you're not getting somebody that, you know, these carriers have many claim representatives, and it's not necessarily that they all know every part of their policy or every part of every policy. And so sometimes someone will submit something on their own, and then they get it back and it says, well, no, we don't think that you have a valid claim. And then we go and submit it for them and explain everything to the carrier, just like they like to see it. And they're like, oh, yeah, here's your money. And they send them a check.
I want Chris to go to bat for me.
Multiple times.
That's pretty cool. Now, we haven't discussed some of the more important, for a lot of people, including myself, parts of that policy, and that's emergency evac, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Yeah. Bob, you love to tell this part.
Oh, yeah. So, even if you get even the 1-year plan for $280, that includes $100,000 in medevac and ambulance costs. When you get a plan that's an annual plan that's $5,000, $7,500, or $10,000, it comes with $250,000. On Medivac. Medivac's very expensive. It used to be a few years ago, it was for a helicopter like $268 a mile to pick you up. But now, those with gas prices and everything else, I would say the average, you're probably looking at $40,000 to $50,000 to be airlifted. And we can't just like drive out and pick you up off the boat. It's got to be a helicopter. you know, because we don't have seaplanes here,
right.
Like those sea otters you see up in Alaska.
Yeah.
You know, so it, yeah, so a quarter million there, and then on your medical, I mean, it's worth it just having the medical coverage for this reason. Let's say that you have either a group plan or an individual plan. Well, in the state of California, the plans are sold on what they call metal tiers, platinum, gold, silver, bronze. So a bronze plan has a $6,500 deductible. So you're on vacation, going somewhere, as long as you're 100 miles away from home in the U.S. or anywhere in the world to your destination, then that's automatically covered. There's no deductible on that. And so we would cover your $6,500 deductible on your medical insurance in that case.
Sure.
You know, and then you still have your $100,000 in Medibac, depending on the seriousness of the condition, and a refund of your money because maybe you couldn't make your trip. I'll give you a good example. I had a client, it was probably a couple of months ago. He goes, I wasn't 100 miles from home, but I had a car accident 5 miles from home. I said, yeah, but where you live in Los Angeles to come to San Diego is over 100 miles from home. It's your destination that they take into consideration for you being 100 miles from home.
Oh, okay.
So anybody that lives in L.A. that's coming down here to go on their long-range fishing trip, that's their 100 miles.
Yeah, they could. Well, even people that live here in San Diego, if you're out looking for bluefin, you could put 100 miles on real quick on
a
boat.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a great policy. I love the annual plans because then all your deposits are protected for any trips that you make. You're going to get the automatic free pre-existing medical condition coverage. And it's just a great deal. I mean, I don't even know how they can sell it for $280, you know, for a year. It's crazy because it includes baggage loss for $1,000. It includes car rental coverage for physical loss and damage. Let's say you rent a car on vacation somewhere, and if that car is damaged, let's say somebody hit and runs it, you wreck it, it gets a broken windshield, you got $45,000 in coverage with no deductible. That alone's worth it.
Yeah, totally. Wow.
Yeah.
Without buying a supplemental policy from the insurance company.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You would have to buy supplemental if you got a per-trip plan. And we have a lot of different plans. We have over 122 plans with 6 different insurance carriers, including the largest ones that are out there. I mean, we could probably get appointed with any travel insurance company we wanted to, but we're not going to sell their plans if they're not competitive.
Right.
In other words, you know, everybody gets treated like you would like to be treated. So, you know, why would we want to offer a plan with, let's say, company B for $438 a year for the same thing we can get with our main company for $280 a year?
Sure.
Same $3,000 in trip cancellation.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's the beauty of having a Christie, having a Renee. When you call the office, they've done this so many times that they know which plan is going to be right for you. And the reason you have 120 is because I'm sure every one of them offers a little something different. And there might be some unique scenario where plan B or plan C or plan D does make the most sense for you because you have whatever X factor might exist.
Yeah, and we have, I don't know, we actually have access to
more than that.
Yeah, that's cool.
A lot. So how in the world are you able to get, like, policies on boats for so much less than other companies?
We have relationships with certain carriers that we've built over the years. That is a testament to Bob and all the work that he put in right from the start. And then we worked out special deals for San Diego because they wanted this market. So we kind of worked it as a package,
yeah,
really, and said, like,
yeah,
if we bring you X amount of boats, you know, a year, will you do something special for them? And so,
oh, okay. Yeah, and then you brought them the entire San Diego Sports Fishing
for real.
I mean,
when Bob comes down to the tackle store all the time, because hopefully he's fishing all the time.
Yeah.
Every sport boat captain that walks through, or we'll go for a walk on the dock outside. Oh yeah, we take care of those guys. Oh yeah, we do that one too. That one. I mean, it's basically the whole fleet is under Dawson Insurance. Everybody.
Yeah, and if you call,
same with the landing and the tackle store. I mean, the tackle store we do our insurance through Bob, and the landing the same.
Yeah.
It's not just the boats.
Yeah. So it's at the landing too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you call the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, any of the long range boats, and they offer you trip insurance, that's through Dawson Insurance.
I think for the most part, yes. I mean, we do try to, you know, they have them either put our website, our travel insurance specific website on their website. So a lot of the guys call through there and buy the insurance that way. And even some of the boats have it right on their receipts and refer us that way
too. Because they don't want to take your money if you have a cancellation, but they have no, I mean, they got to run a business.
Right, absolutely. I mean, and so, you know, their last few passengers is where their profit
where
margin
their profit,
lies.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's
tough
when you got to refund, you know, you love these guys, right? They keep coming back year after year. They're like family, but they have a business to run. So.
Yeah.
Travel insurance just makes everything better for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you as the person who has it are getting taken care of, and then the, like you say, the boats are taken care of. It's just so much better when it happens.
Yeah, for sure. And the way I met Bob was through Tracy Toussaint at the Royal Star. Tracy says, hey, you got to have this guy on your show because he'd be really good. And that was several years ago, and look at us now.
I remember the first time that Bob was coming on the show and Pete said that. And I'm like, what? How on earth are we going to talk about insurance for 2 hours? And every time Bob has come on, you snap your fingers and that time is gone. And I don't know how many times Bob's been on, a bunch. Every time I'm always picking something new up. We're like, oh, my God, what? How did you not think of that?
Yeah.
It's just such a, the service you guys offer is such a no-brainer.
Yeah, and now we have Christy, too, so the real brains behind you.
Yeah, that's right.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun and so much cool stuff to cover. And, Pete, like you said, I mean, the fishing is just, it's here. The summer has really happened, a great bluefin bite going on, and really seeing a big influx of all that yellowfin showing up everywhere. There's lots of great fishing going on. We're going to be talking insurance. We got great catch reports coming and a lot of info you're coming your way. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show, and man, do we have a killer prize. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. You're going to get to go fishing and get in on that great action. I think those guys, again, had another great score of bluefin and yellowfin yesterday on that full-day trip.
On a full-day trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning.
And I'm sure you insure that boat, too. Yeah.
You want to get through. Phone lines are already packed up. We literally have one line open. There's one available phone line. That's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or text the show. And that text the show option is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. As soon as you fire up the app, you'll see the option of texting the show, texting your questions to Christy, to Bob. Make sure, too, that you include your contact info, folks. If you win that Liberty trip, we want to make sure to be able to get it to you. So, yeah, a great show. So much cool information. And we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about where it's always biting, and that's right down the street here. Point Loma Seafood's next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
I would say it's the best kept secret, but it's not a secret. Everybody knows how great Point Loma Seafood's is. What people might not know is that upstairs location where you can go in, you can get the freshest thing in town, a fresh fish sandwich, whatever you want, and then go upstairs, overlook the entire sport fishing fleet, enjoy it. It's such a ritual before you go on your fishing trip.
And this time of the year, it's kind of fresh everything. In fact, 4th of July, we went to a party and had fresh Alaskan king salmon, since we didn't catch any up there. We had it at the party, and guess where they got it? Point Loma Seafoods. Fresh Alaskan king, fresh Alaskan halibut, fresh local sea bass, yellowtail. If you're going for dinner, go grab a chunk of their smoked fish or the fresh fish.
The thing that's so cool is the Christian family goes to the market, and there's often staples that you'll always find there that they love, but they buy their fish every day, and if something looks good in particular, they grab. Sometimes there's Mexican grouper on the list. Sometimes it's troll caught king salmon. Yeah. Whatever it is, like, there's staples that you always know and love, but then there's always something extra cool and special that just their eye caught at the fish market, and, hey, I'm bringing it to our customers.
Yeah, Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high brake strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. So much cool stuff looking forward to today.
Yeah, a lot of text flowing through.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Go on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You want to text the show or just give us a call. You have a chance to win that trip on the Liberty. Right now, speaking of fishing, let's talk to Wayne Cotto from CCA. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, how you guys doing? Pete, Ricky, Bob,
Wayne
Slayer, Chrissy, how you guys doing?
Good morning.
Great.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. You just came back from our 2-day Let's Talk Hookup Searcher Sport Fishing trip out of Fisherman's Landing. How'd it go?
You know, bluefin or bluefin, dude. You know how it is. It wasn't for a lack of trying. Let me tell you, Mike ran that boat and the crew, they worked hard to get us the fish we got on. But hey, you know what? We got lucky. We got some bluefin. We got a mixed yellowfin in there. It was fun trip, always. And everybody enjoyed the Let's Talk Hookup giveaways. We made the trip fun for people. There was a kid on the boat, 12-year-old, the dad, the godfather. Kid got his first fish, you know, and it was something that's like a rite of passage for as a 12-year-old to come on the fishing trip with dad. So good for Blake, and it was all fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we had great giveaways from AFCO and Shimano and Seaguar, lots of good stuff. And Wayne, of course, you're the host with the most there on these trips. And, oh, of course, you talk some good CCA talk there and getting people convinced to join CCA, I'll bet, right?
Absolutely. Never miss an opportunity, Pete.
Yeah. So when you got off that boat, you had another battle to go fight, right?
Yeah, we did. We're working on this California halibut, they're looking at a bag restriction, starting the process of it. So we went right into a meeting that very day with Department of Fish and Wildlife.
nonstop. Well, thanks for hosting our Let's Talk Hookup Searcher Trip. Of course, Searcher Sport Fishing, always a top-notch organization. And, boy, how was the food, Wayne?
Oh, you know, top-notch as always, you know. Come off the boat after a couple of days, 10 pounds heavier.
Gee, yeah. Yeah, well, it's good stuff. They do such a great job, and they're out right now, I'm sure, yeah. Slaying them for sure. So, Wayne,
thanks. Oh, those fish are close, too.
Really close. Yeah, you guys kind of went far, and then you came back, right?
Well, we started close, went far, and then came back. And, yeah, they're sitting right off the coast. And, yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, nice grade, you know, a little schooly fish, but all fun. Light tackle. Good time.
There's some big stuff around, too. Don't be fooled.
It's fun hearing about how close the fish are. Like Wayne's saying, when we had several of the guys who work at the tackle store, RC and Nate and Viz, they were out. They all came, like, rushing into the store at the same time yesterday, about 5 minutes before they were supposed to start their shift, and all, like, dumping gear in the back room. Like, what's going on? Are you guys going tonight? They're like, no, we just got back. Like, they went out in the morning, caught a bunch of local tuna, and then came flying back in, and were back in time for their afternoon shift at the tackle store. I mean, there's definitely some good fishing close to home.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Hey, great to have you, and thanks for hosting the Let's Talk Hookup Searcher Trip. We appreciate that very much. Of course, the next one coming up for you. Maybe something before, but you have your 8-day Royal Polaris trip in December, the Let's Talk Hookup trip, right?
Absolutely. Looking forward to that one, too. That's always a good time.
Oh,
Royal,
yeah.
Polaris and Roy Rose running the boat, you know, that's nonstop laughter right there.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Hey, thanks, Wayne, for hosting the trip. We sure appreciate what you do, and keep up the good fight for and join CCA California. We need you out there.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Hey, great job, Bob. Can't wait to renew, get mine. So,
thank you.
Everybody got to have it. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Wayne. Speaking of trips, Bob, we just talked a little bit about it. You just came back from the Let's Talk Hookup Kingfisher Charters trip with Ricky this past month.
Yeah, that was so well organized, so well run. And Ricky's been there, I think this is 24 times.
24, 25, 20, yeah, a whole bunch.
It's,
yeah,
always the same, too.
Yeah.
That's the thing about what Seth and his crew does, consistency.
It's
always
incredible.
Top level.
Oh, it was, yeah, we caught salmon every day. We caught halibut. We caught the lingcod, the red rockfish, the sable fish. I mean, it's like, it's really quite an eye-opener and a totally different experience than what you would have on the long-range boats. And the long-range boats, though, when you get right down to it, that is the best deal in the entire universe.
Yes, for sure.
You're paying $500 a day, basically, to get into the best fishing and experienced crews and all the baits furnished. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Five-star meals, great accommodations, all your recreations involved for $500 or less a day.
Yeah, and you know, it's like so you make a 10-day trip, you're probably looking at $5,000, you know, for something like that. That is absolutely the best deal going because your room and board's included. If you get tired of fishing in the afternoon, you can go into your air conditioned stateroom and lay down, and that's going to be between all of the food that they serve is top quality, restaurant quality all the way. But that the Kingfisher, I would say, could rival. The long-range boats, the food there is as good as on the long-range boats, and I've never, ever had anybody complain about food on a long-range boat. It's all restaurant quality all the way.
How about our first dinner the first night at Kingfisher this year?
Oh, that was tough. We had to have filet mignon and Dungeness crab.
Wow.
The crab was swimming like hours before they made it. It was really cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, and the value at Kingfisher. There's nothing better in Alaska as far as quality and value than Kingfisher.
Sure. It was first class all the way. And as a matter of fact, the guest house that we stayed in, my son and I stayed in, had a jacuzzi right on the deck.
Wow.
It was really tough.
So after 10 days, 10 hours of fishing, you jumped in the hot tub and got warm and get ready for, as they brought appetizers to your room, right?
Yeah, they bring appetizers. You could get shrimp. You could get steak skewers. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And they bring it right to your room. And then, you know, there's a set time to go in to eat dinner. And you go in and it's full on salad, soup. Main courses. You know, one of the courses I really enjoyed, Ricky, was that night that they had that fried fish.
Oh,
and
so
I think
good.
It was the what they call a short raker?
Yeah, huh?
Oh, the short rakers,
Pete, it was so good.
Really good?
Yeah, we had fun.
Like fish and chips kind of thing?
Just, yeah, and it came with, like, I think a short rib. I think it was short rib. There was, like, a short rib and a, you know, and a killer and piece of short raker. It was just great, yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
they really mixed things up a little bit this year too. I mean, fantastic. I don't know if it's a new chef or I don't know if it's the same chef with a new menu, but a lot of new stuff. Everything was a winner. Great soups, as you know, every day there's a soup there. It was just like you said, the consistency that they have is incredible. And I mean, you don't do a thing. You get to the airport and there's somebody waiting with the sign, Kingfisher, and they'll take care of your bags and they take care of your fishing licenses and roll you back and forth to the lodge to the boats and. Everything's
included.
Handy. You just don't worry about anything.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not sure about our trip next year, whether there's any spots available, but whatever it is, if you've never been to Kingfisher, it comes highly recommended from a guy well-traveled, Bob Dawson.
Yeah, I tell you, it's probably the best deal in Alaska if you want to catch a really nice variety of fish and good quality fish. Have a great time. Have a first-class guest home to stay in, get fed like a king. I mean, it's just...
How about throw one last thing in there, because I know what a fan, and, you know, in a good way, I know what a snob Bob is for good fish processing because of utilizing fishermen's processing so much at home. But their fish processing up there is just, it's tremendous. I mean, it's 5 mil bags. It's everything clean, right, tight, and then... packaged up in a box for you to take home. Again, you do nothing. It's all included.
And it's included.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And it's, you know, what's amazing is they do as good a job there as Fisherman's Processing here in San Diego.
Yeah, which is saying something.
Oh, they are the
that's
best.
The top, yeah, I mean, that's
top
the,
of the line.
That's the top accolade.
Yeah, for sure. So you want to go to Kingfisher Charters, check kingfishercharters.com. They might have a couple spots here coming up in August and September, but definitely book for next year because it's not too early to do that.
We were talking about dates. Well, like the reason we have the dates that we do is because you've been hosting this trip for 26 or 27 years now, 28 years now, however many years it's been, and it is the prime of prime time.
Right.
You get the peak of the king salmon run. You get the great halibut and codfish, and it takes a lot of years to secure that particular time.
Yeah.
It's the optimum week.
But... it's a great week, but there's other great weeks throughout the whole year
where
you can catch a lot of fish up at Kingfisher.
And a lot of variety, too.
A lot of variety, yeah. So kingfishercharters.com. Give Seth and guys up there a call and book your trip for sure. Got the phones packed. Let's jump into it.
All right. Hey, let's jump into them and talk to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. What a pleasure to speak with Bob and Christy this morning.
Hey, good morning, Don.
My question for both of you, Bob and Christy, is this. So I need to sign up for an annual plan for myself, but I'm going to be planning a trip for the fall of 2024 to Italy with my wife. So if I get an annual plan, is it seamless if I renew the plan next year when this year's plan expires as far as coverage goes?
Yes. So if you purchase the annual plan this year for yourself, is that what you're saying, and then you want to purchase one next year for you and your wife, or would you be purchasing both this year?
Well, what I would do is I would purchase one for myself now to cover any trips that I have over the next year, and then next year I would renew my plan, and then this fall, once we finalize and start to make deposits, purchase a plan for my wife. I just want to make sure that my coverage continues for the second year once I take that trip in 2024.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. So ideally, you want to purchase your plan within 14 days of making your trip deposits. But if you were to purchase an annual plan this year for yourself and you didn't need any travel plan for your wife until that trip for next year, what I recommend doing is purchasing that plan for your wife after you have made her trip deposit or your trip deposit.
Within 14 days.
Right, within 14 days. And you can push the start date out on an annual plan a little bit so that you can make sure that it still accommodates that trip for the following year. So, for instance, today we're at July 8th, and let's say somebody you know, made their deposit today on a trip, and but it's not until the end of August of next year, but they want to make sure it was covered. If they could still purchase it today and push the start date of that plan out for up to 58 days, so you could have it start the beginning of September of this year, then it would cover any travel that you took for, say, the holidays, any road trips, things like that, where your accommodations are going to be 100 miles or more from home, and all of those trips would be covered, but it would still cover that trip for the following year.
Let me ask you this scenario. So let's say that Don wanted to purchase the basic annual plan for
$280.
Mm-hmm. But next year when he's going to Europe, his cost is going to be a lot more. Can he upgrade his plan?
That's a good question.
Yes, and that's a great option to go with, is to purchase a lower plan this year for the both of them, or, you know, whatever is necessary for him, and then maybe a lower plan for his wife. And then, yes, you could upgrade next year, and then you wouldn't have to worry about having any pre-existing medical conditions or anything like that. You would automatically have that coverage as long as you renew a plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that because I've done that before. So, yeah.
So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. But so that might be a consideration for you, Don, is just buy an annual plan for both of you. Because, whether your wife's going to travel in a car somewhere to go to a winery or something like that, I mean, you're covered on stuff like that. Any travel for $280 for the year. And then next year, if your trip is an $8,000 trip, buy the $10,000 plan, and you're covered all the way. Am I thinking the right way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the nice thing is, too, by having a plan into effect, any deposits you make are automatically going to be insured. So you might have to put down a 50% deposit on a $4,000 trip. Well, then that $2,000 would be covered, even if you only had the $3,000 annual plan, because you've only got $2,000 out at this point.
Right.
Yeah, so, but when it comes up for renewal, that pre-existing medical condition coverage will continue. The one caveat that they have is it has to be renewed within 7 days of its expiration date, whereas on a purchase of a new plan, you get that 14 days for the free pre-existing medical condition. But people that are putting deposits down, we want to make sure they're protected. They get their refunds back if something comes up and they have to cancel.
Yeah, we just recommend you don't let it lapse.
Right.
Period.
That's the key.
That's the idea.
And like I said before, you guys are very good about reminding us.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Don, good questions. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got our man standing by. Corey Sandin is on the line. What's up, Corey?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Bob. How's everybody doing?
Good morning.
Great, man. Live at Cedros, man. We've been dying to hear how the trip's going. So much anticipation with you going down. How's the trip been, Corey?
Well, we got back yesterday about noontime, but I do have a testimonial I have to share about the Dawson insurance. We had a guy on the trip that was asking about trip insurance, and if it really works, it's worth it. And before I could say anything and give, a bump for Bob, we had a guy on the trip, Matthew, from Huntington Beach, who last year had emergency surgery on his leg.
Okay.
Was going to miss his trip and was totally bummed out, called Bob, explained the scenario, and lo and behold, he had his full refund coming because of Bob.
Wow.
And was trying to explain to this guy, Bucky, who was asking about it all, that the yearly plan would probably be the best way to go. And I heard you guys talking about it. It's like $280 a year, huh, Bob?
It is $280 a year for the $3,000 cancellation and interruption coverage. And then there's other levels that go up from there. But, yes, and that's for any age traveler. So that's an awesome plan, especially for someone who hasn't regularly purchase travel insurance, to kind of get your feet wet and see how much coverage really is there for that, because there's so many things, like you said, and I appreciate you, that testimony. Thank you.
So how was the Cedros trip, Corey?
Yeah, Corey, we're dying.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had such a phenomenal time. I mean, Cedros Sport Fishing does it so proper and so smooth. It's like from the time we met at the CBX to the time we got to the plane in the island, it is just so streamlined and easy that there is – Rosie's got it set up to where there is no way to go wrong. I mean, it's just incredible. The fishing was absolutely insane. I mean, we hear it from week to week, right? But I'm telling you, we had such an awesome variety of fish. Harry from La Jolla – had a 45-pound white sea bass.
Oh.
I mean, dude, like, come on, man. The guy I was fishing with, Bucky, had a 40-pound yellow. And Rick, you ready for this one? On a 300 Tranks with 50-pound power proof.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
Right? I mean, only fishing with me, that's going to happen,
Corey,
right?
He doesn't catch giant yellowtail on a bass reel.
Right? That's I so know cool. it, right? 40-pound yellow. He also, so we had a day where we dedicated the calico bass, and it was so in my heart. I loved every minute of it. We had a morning where we had just under 100 calico bass. Some of the best quality I've seen. We had so many 5-pounders, between 4 to 6 pounders, like insane. Both the guys I fished with, Bucky and Matthew that day, Matthew from Huntington Beach, Bucky from San Diego. Bucky had the biggest one, an 8-pound calico, an absolute Goliath of a fish with a bowling ball belly. It was insane. Both of them caught their personal best that day. Just so stoked to be able to do that. Those were on the 7-inch weed list. Rick, remember we were talking with Robbie Gant about the new APCO swimmers?
Right.
I picked a couple up before the trip. Dude, those things swim so bitchin'. I had a couple yellows on the 150, and that thing, if you're going, it's something to look at for sure. It's like a surface iron replacement or that kind of a scenario. And like you said, Rick, it's got kind of that wax wingish kind of swim and that darting back and forth, and it's pretty bitchin'.
That's cool.
Well,
they definitely do.
Cedro Sport Fishing, great service, and the whole gang down there, the food, unbelievable, right, Corey?
Let me tell you, it is straight home cooking, literally. Emma and May in the kitchen both making salsas every day. The ceviches, you come back from fishing, and they've got fresh yellowtail sashimi. Let me tell you, everybody wanted to know the recipe. It was that good.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Just insane. Everything they do, from the steaks to the enchiladas to the... I mean, it's just, I can't even name it all. There is
Did they make the homemade pozole?
Or a bologna?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
oh,
I forgot to mention that one.
So good, yeah.
Man.
Hey, Corey, thanks for hosting a great trip there. And, boy, all the people, Harry, the big sea bass, and
right?
all that. Yeah, congratulations to Harry. And
a shout-out to Steve from North San Diego. He had a 46-pound yellow. That was the big yellow of the trip.
Giant. Wow. Yeah. Hey, and thanks to Cedro Sport Fishing for having the finest operation on Cedro's Island. Corey Sandin, thank you very much for hosting the trip. You'll be in here with Ricky next Saturday and Sunday, and then the following Saturday and Sunday, Ricky and I are both be gone, and it's going to be you and Brandon Bono from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. So that's going to be quite exciting.
As you call him, the world's greatest fisherman. I look forward to it.
No doubt about that, for sure. Hey, thanks, Corey. Appreciate all you do.
Have a great morning. I'll keep listening. Thanks,
Corey. How much fun, man. Phones are literally packed full, every single line we have. And we got the cast man standing by. And when we come back, we're going to be taking his report. We're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be reading those texts. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, if you're going local bluefin and yellowfin fishing, what could be better to put into your arsenal than the so affordable and so tough Speedmaster 8 and 10?
Yeah, new for this year, they're perfect. I mean, it's a small reel, lightweight, fly lines, a small bait, fantastic. But what's such a good call about that reel is, you know, there's some mixed fish right now, and a lot of that local fish is 25 to 45 pounds, 25 to 55 pounds. but there's some 90 and 100-pounders to go with it. And that's when it's so important to have a reel that's overbuilt for what you need, and that's what Speedmaster is. If you hook the wrong fish at the right time, you still have the piece of gear that's going to get the job done.
Yeah.
Very torquey, very powerful, a great reel, and very affordable.
Yeah, very affordable. That Speedmaster 10, oh, my gosh. What a powerful little machine that you can put – like 65-pound Max Quattro, tons of Max Quattro, 65-pound, and have a machine that will fish 40-pound, 30-pound, 25-pound, all of the above.
You nailed it.
Do it very well. Check it out, the Speedmaster from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, phones are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. As promised, we got our man, the Cast Man, standing by, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky and Pedro. You're in town for
how about that, huh?
Yeah, I bet you're leaving the next couple
for
of
a little
weeks,
while.
Too.
Yeah, I'm leaving Friday.
I'm saying we should mark this date on a calendar. Both Cass, Bob Dawson, and Pete are all where they're supposed to be, not off on some trip. This is like a momentous day.
Yeah, man.
Is it like Fine Waldo? Is that
something?
Yeah,
about?
That's kind of a senior privilege, right?
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. We earned it. So but anyway. I talked with Danny Talamantes down in Laredo yesterday regarding the fishing there. And, of course, Dorado Bite's going pretty strong there. I've got some guys leaving actually tomorrow, a group of 12 going down, and told them about the Dorado Bite, and they're all excited. Not a lot of big ones in the Laredo area, but they are getting limits of the smaller variety, anywhere from, you know, from 5 to 15, 20 pounds Dorado. And, of course, they're still yellowtail, but they're deep. You know, they're looking for cooler water, and so they've been using dropper loop rigs with live bait and fishing them at about 100, 150 feet. Also, you know, yo-yo jigs are working well there on the yellowtail. Moving down to East Cape and San Jose del Cabo there, the bigger bull Dorado are in the area there. Reports of 45- and 50-pound Dorado being caught there. And, of course, plenty of nice quality fish, you know, 10- to 15-pound fish being caught. Also, if they go out far enough, they are finding schools of porpoise and picking up yellowfin tuna, mostly school-sized fish. Nothing really big, 15- to 20-, 25-, 30-pound fish being caught there. Then also the roosters have finally arrived. Anywhere from Punta Gordo all the way up to the East Cape area, rooster fish bite has been very, very good, mostly being taken on trolled mullet. And what they call Lisa down there, that's the live bait they're using, slow trolling those. The marlin, our striped marlin, our bite is pretty good too. It seems like normally those marlin normally move up into the Sea of Cortez. They're around the East Cape area and San Jose del Cabo area, but it seems like they're kind of staging right in that Cabo San Lucas area, about 10, 12 miles. On the striped marlin, one or two blues being taken and a few sailfish being taken, but some good fishing going all the way down, like you say, from Loretto all the way down to Cabo San Lucas. There's fish to be caught, and also forgot to mention that in San Jose del Cabo, they are picking up a few wahoo there also. But that's a report for this week. I'll give you guys a call next Saturday and keep you updated on that. And anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Well, once again, check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And, Pete, you have a good 2-week trip and catch them.
All right, thanks. Thanks very much. Appreciate that very much. And again, if you want to join us on that cat, or join me on that Katmai trip, two spots came available because somebody got sick, didn't have travel insurance. And so if you want to go on that, you get the special Let's Talk Hookup price of $64.84 plus air. You got to leave this Friday. That's the only caveat.
Make it happen.
Two spots available, 800-330-0326, to go to one of the great places on earth, Katmai Lodge, for sure. Yep. Thanks, Cass. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, we have some great phone calls, some great texts coming your way, just like this one from John in Rancho San Diego. Hey, great show, you guys. My question is for Bob and Christy. I have a century pass, and I visit Northern Baja quite often. My agent says that I'm covered 50 miles from the border with my U.S. car insurance, but about five times a year, I drive further than that to go on fishing trips. I usually just buy a policy from one of those drive-through car insurance places in Chula Vista. Do you feel I should be doing something different? Is there money saving to be had? That's all from John in Rancho San Diego.
Yeah, it trying to use a USA policy, and some of them don't even cover once you cross an international border. Some will cover up to 50 miles. Some will cover up to 75 miles. But you're always better off to purchase Mexican insurance for your liability, your collision, and your comprehensive coverage. We do have that available through it's a MexInsure that we're using.
MexiPass.
And you can probably get it cheaper through you guys before you go down than stopping at one of the kiosks.
I believe so. I know that they offer us the lowest price that is available for that. And the nice thing about that is when you go down to Mexico, a lot of times they're just going to sell you like whatever policy that is making them the most money. And what we look at is what you have in the U.S. And then we pair it with, because a lot of times, you know, depending upon your policy, they may say, well, as long as you carry physical damage coverage, then we'll pick up the liability to X amount of miles. But what most people don't know, and even some insurance agents, is that, you know, because it's an unclear, you know, that's an unclear line there between Mexico and the U.S. And so as far as the insurance goes on the auto, but you can purchase both liability as well as physical damage coverage. And sometimes if you are traveling multiple times in a year down there, it's actually more affordable for you to buy an annual policy or a six-month policy. Let's say you do most of your travel during a certain period of time. And so that's why it's good to give us a call, and we can tell you based on your specific scenario what the best option is for you. In addition, the annual travel plans do come with that accident coverage, but that is specifically for rental cars. So know that if you have an annual plan, that does not cover your personal automobile if you're driving down there. It is specific to rental vehicles.
All right.
Very great good. Info. Awesome.
Yeah, let's go jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they are packed solid. How about this time we talk to Ryan? Ryan is calling from Irvine this morning. Hey, Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen, and good morning, guys. I'd like to ask, is there any type of travel plan that can cover lost or damaged medicine brought on a trip?
That would be included in your baggage. So if you had it in your carry-on, I don't know. I believe it's still covered under the baggage portion.
It would be.
of the annual or the individual plan. So that would be based on whichever plan you had. And, yes, that would be covered under your baggage coverage.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report and a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.